Okay, so today on the call we've got a professional fan page designer and owner of Advanced Fan Page Solution. One of her other businesses, Promote My Fan Page, has managed to attract over 12,000 likes on her fan page in under 9 months. She's been doing fan pages for a while and has done pages for quite a few big names in the public speaking arena, including James Shremko, Jen Sheehan, Lynn Terry, Kyle Tully, Pam Brossman, as well as doing work for Mercedes-Benz. So please welcome to the call, Lee Kostiainen.
Hi, Sam. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on the call. Just starting off, do you want to just tell us a little bit of a background about your business and how you got started in fan pages?
Okay. Well, I've been working in internet marketing or online for about 4 years. Started out building a little website called Hire My Mum, which was an online job board. So that's sort of where I got my grounding in building and breaking websites, and ran that for a few years and just got to a point after about that 2 to 3 year mark that, you know, this really isn't my long-term vision or goal for myself. And I was actually having a chat with Pam Brossman, and she pointed out that my ideas of trying to, you know, fix everyone's answers and come up with this website that would provide a solution to everyone's internet marketing needs was a bit unrealistic, funny that. And she just said, you know, pick one thing that you really like doing and then stick at it. And at that time, I just started building the site Promote My Fan Page. And it was a Facebook page that I'd created in order to promote an ebook I'd written about adding video to Facebook. And I figured, well, you know, I want to sell this book, so how do I attract the people that I'd like to buy it? The target market is people that own a fan page, so I started a business that or a fan page that would promote those particular people's pages. A bit complex, that idea, but that really kicked off. I think within the first 24 hours we had 500 fans to that page, and so my whole strategy was about attracting these people to sell this particular report. And after having this conversation with Pam, I just thought, you know, I think she's right, and I really think this Facebook thing has got something to it. And I just decided at that point to approach a few people that I knew and say, look, you know, I can do this. I do it well. I really love doing it. What do you say about giving me a shot at doing one for you? And they were most happy to have me do that. And from there, they just promoted it, and other people just came flooding in. And so that was back in April in 2010, and it's just been sweeping along like a hurricane ever since.
Nice. It's very, you know, sort of success overnight story, I guess.
Sort of, but it's like any musical overnight success. There's always that, you know, 4 years, 9, 10 years before of all the knowledge they've been learning and building up to that point in time as well.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, being involved in social media is very important, but how would you rate it on, say, a scale of 1 to 10? How important is it for businesses or, you know, public speakers or celebrities to be involved in the, you know, sort of social networks and really using social media to their advantage?
I think most people understand that it's just really important these days and is only going to grow in importance. But it does depend a little bit on the type of business you're in as to how important it is to that business. Getting started sooner rather than later is important, but in the grand scheme of things, I think on a scale of 1 to 10, you're looking at your 8, 9, 10 of importance. Like, it really is going to become more and more important in business in years to come. And the position of someone in the business, like a social media manager, is going to become as commonplace as a sales manager or a receptionist, those sorts of things. So more and more commonplace, so the importance is most definitely a high level. If you're a small smash repair business, that's still important, but maybe on a different level. So it really does depend on where your business is at. If you're not in a growth phase, and you're in a phase where you're still trying to fix your business and fix your situation, because you don't want to go into social media and have people bombarding your page or your Twitter feed with complaints and dissatisfaction. So if your business isn't in a healthy situation, then social media, you're probably not ready for it. But if your business is healthy and you're looking at growing, absolutely, it's very, very important.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point with the social media, that you know, you do need to be ready for it, and you've got your systems in place, because it only takes one or two bad reviews, you know, plastered on your fan page, and it can sort of change people's perception of you.
Yeah, sadly today, though, I mean, it's great in one respect that having reviews are an excellent way of judging a business. But sadly, I think we too quickly jump to put up a bad review before things may have been clarified or rectified, or before we've given the business an opportunity to, you know, respond. You know, I've had an example of that when I launched a product midway through last year, and someone came to my fan page to say, I never got delivery of this product and you're a scammer. And I'm thinking, hang on a minute, you know, this is the first time I've heard from you. You could have sent me an email first. And so I thought, okay, don't overreact. This is an opportunity. It looks bad, but it's an opportunity to address negative social media in a positive way. And so what I did is I went back through my orders and actually discovered that the man's order had bounced back to me as well. So our delivery system wasn't getting through to him because of his spam filter. So I actually wrote that on to the Facebook page, and since that was the only way I could contact him, and I said, you know, I've checked our order. It does appear that your delivery is stuck in your spam filter. If you turn that off, we'll be able to send it through to you. And his response was, oh, that silly thing, it gets in the way of stuff all the time. And so in the end, what it did for the people watching or reading was, first off, they saw this negative comment like, oh, gee, I don't think I'll trust these people. But then it, you know, evolved and, you know, came to a point where people went, oh, okay, had nothing to do with the business. So it can work for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a very good point, and a good way of looking at it is that you can flip negative feedback, I guess.
You should have a strategy in your social media strategy for handling negative social media, because it will happen, not because you're a bad business or anything, but just because that's human nature, and people tend to react that way from time to time, and it doesn't happen all the time. But certainly, you know, there's a chance that it's going to happen in your business, and you should have a strategy and training in place for that. So whoever's managing your social media needs to know what your position is on handling those types of inquiries, responses and comments. And so long as you have a strategy and you're prepared for managing your customer service, then it can work very, very well for you. So you shouldn't be afraid of it. You just need to have a strategy for it.
Yeah. I think that's a powerful tip straight off the bat. So obviously it's important, and, you know, there's a big rush of social media, and there has been probably for the last year, I guess. But do you feel that the wave is still building, or has the wave come and gone and we're still we're trying to paddle to catch up to it? Where do you think we are in the life cycle?
I feel very fortunate, because for the 4 years I was learning internet marketing, I always felt like, gee, that was a good idea. Why didn't I think of it? Or, you know, oh, I missed that wave. How come I didn't see it? And then with regards to Facebook, I just had this instinct that something was happening with it. And Facebook pages had just launched at the end of 2009, and I just thought, okay, there's really something here. And I jumped on, along with a lot of other, you know, savvy people that saw it as well, jumped on to what we call a social media wave, and we're right at the very beginning, and it's paid off big time for us. You know, we've all built really good businesses around this sort of social media branding and management areas. In terms of where it's at now, it's still new. If you really think about it, Facebook itself started in 2006, but it actually didn't really become mainstream until I think it was something like late 2008. And, you know, Twitter only started in 2008. So we're really only talking about something that's just over 2 years old. And given that it's something that's going to be around and a very strong aspect to business marketing mix, then it certainly is still in its early days.
Yeah, and I hear Facebook in particular is just growing at an alarming rate. It's got something like over 600 million users now, and 100 million of those were added just in the last 6 months.
Oh, absolutely, that's right. I think it was sort of October, I can't remember exactly, about October last year that they hit the 500 million users, and it's just flying from there because more and more people are joining Facebook. And obviously Facebook is the main social media tool. I tend to refer to the big three as Facebook, Twitter and YouTube. I generally suggest to people, especially new business, like particularly offline businesses thinking of coming into social media, I generally say start with Facebook and YouTube because they complement each other so well. If you've got a bit more social media experience or someone in your business has, then maybe also consider using Twitter, but don't overload yourself. But in terms of, social media for business, it's, something, I guess I lost my train of thought there. Do you want to ask me that question again?
No, that's fine. But just on the Facebook, YouTube, you say there's a pretty good synergy there. Would you like to just sort of expand on that a little bit more? Why do you think they're such good companions?
Well, the thing about Facebook that's probably makes it so useful for social media in business is this viral nature that you get, so the sharing of videos and photographs and things like that online. And so by producing videos in the form of valuable content and sharing those on Facebook means that businesses can have or leverage from people sharing their content around. And so by putting those videos on YouTube, you get the benefits that come with YouTube itself in terms of, you know, the amount of people that use it. I think the most recent statistic is something like 24 hours of video is uploaded every minute to YouTube. And so that's a lot of activity going on just in that network alone. So you're getting viral activity there, but then by sharing that content onto the Facebook platform, you're again expanding that leverage with the viral nature of sharing. So not only do your members or likers see your content, if they comment on something that you've produced or share something you produce, all of their friends in their personal profiles also see that content.
Yeah, no, it really is the ultimate viral platform, I guess. Well, both of them really, but as you pointed out, combined, it's just amazing power behind it. Do you think that's got Google scared? Like in terms of where Facebook's at and where you see it going, do you think that Facebook, you know, its influence and its influence on the internet compared to Google's, do you think Facebook's going to overtake that?
That's a good question. I guess from the perspective of someone whose business is all about Facebook, I would certainly hope that they would one day, you know, be the big father in the sky kind of thing. But I think we all know that Google knows everything, so we might need to Google that one.
Nice answer.
I'll just say
it's
a hot potato, that one.
it's a bit controversial, I think. So specifically with fan pages, how important is it for people to have their own fan page? I mean, why not just stick with their own website?
Okay, good question. I think one of the biggest mistakes that people tend to make is that they use their website to drive traffic to their social media sites. And really what you want your social media to do is drive traffic to your website or your money site. You know, you want to bring them there so that they can either find you to come and use your services or to buy something directly from your website. So from that perspective, social media is a marketing tool that is supposed to support your main business. So your domain is your property or your asset. Facebook is not. It's just a platform that you can use to help you drive traffic to your site, and that's what the focus really should be.
Okay, so would you not recommend people driving traffic from their site back to their fan page to like their page?
With my own clients, what I recommend is that once they have either an opt-in or a sale, then on the thank you page, pop in a nice graphic or even just a statement to say, okay, well, thanks so much for that. How about you head over to our Facebook page and we'll keep you up to date there. That way you've already got their contact details, but you're not driving them away from buying something from you. You may have already had the sale, and that's the best time to send them to your social media after that, because then, of course, you do want them to come from your point of sale as well to your social media, because you want to be able to communicate with them more frequently there. But certainly you don't want to drive them away from your website before you've got that important information.
Yeah, you don't want to interrupt the sale.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's confusing enough sometimes. So, yeah, go for focus on your website having a purpose. So one page, one purpose. Go for that opt-in or that sale. And once you have that, use your thank you page. It's often a page in a website that has very poor real estate usage. So it's a high traffic page because high value page, I should say, because it's really buyers and people that are genuinely interested in your business who get to that page. And so you should take advantage of the information you include on it, not just say thanks very much for that. So utilize that space as well and drive the traffic from there to your social media.
Yeah, all right. That's a really, really powerful strategy. I haven't even thought about implementing that for my own businesses. Frantically taking notes here.
Good, good.
So,
I'm here to share everything today.
No, it's great. I mean, it's important to have a page. We've established that, but for most people, can they just stick up a fan page and then, you know, they'll start getting likes and start getting traffic and people interacting with the site? Is that how it works?
If they build it, they will come. Well, technically, no. You may get a handful of likes just because, but whether they're qualified or whether they're going to come through and buy from you, well, that's probably a zero chance. So the real answer to that is no, not really. It's not a magic wand. It's a marketing tool, and like any part of your marketing mix, whether it's paid advertising, or other sort of promotion, you still need to work at it and have strategy around it and have purpose as well. You don't just throw it up and, you know, magically overnight have a raging business. You have to promote it and backlink to it and participate in it. It is called social media for a reason, because it is about people, about being social with those people, building relationships. And if you're a business owner who the idea of doing that just makes you cringe and you have, you know, you hate dealing with people on that sort of level, then you need to bring someone into your business who can manage that for you. Otherwise, you know, you're just going to burn your page anyway. But as far as just sticking it up and doing nothing, you know, you won't get much result out of that. You do actually have to work at it.
Okay. So with your other business, Promote My Fan Page, obviously you know what you're doing with attracting people to your page and getting likes.
Yeah.
Got over 12,000 people in under 9 months.
Mm.
Now, what would you suggest for someone listening to this? What would you suggest that they do to start attracting people to their page, and how do they get likes?
Okay, well, the first thing is to have a purpose for your page. You need to know, first off, what you want out of that page. Do you want them to simply like the page so you can do some relationship marketing with them? Or do you want them to be opting into your mailing list, so you're doing list building? And that is a very, very powerful way of building your list, is using Facebook for that. We can talk about that in a minute. But having a purpose for that page is really important, so what you want to achieve out of it. If you're wanting sales, then you either want to be having a shopping cart on your Facebook page, or you want to be driving that traffic back to your sales page. So you need to have purpose, because without that you can't build your strategy. And that's the next thing that's really important, is having an actual strategy for your page. So for mine, for Promote My Fan Page, I had this ebook that I wanted to sell, and I just thought, okay, I didn't actually have a business at that time, because I'd just sold my other online business, and so I was just sort of dabbling with it, and I decided, okay, this is who I think should buy this ebook, and so then I created a page specifically for those people to help them get the one thing they really needed, and what they needed was promotion. So I was there promoting other people's businesses. Now, I used all the contacts I'd already built up over the last few years and let them know about this page, because I knew most of them would at least have a Facebook page, even if it didn't have, you know, all the fancy branding that we have now. But they definitely would have, you know, been involved in Facebook. And within, I think it was the 24-hour mark, we had 500 fans, and I think within the first 3 hours, 250, and then the next day when I looked at it, it was 500, and it just kept going from there. And when I finally reached the 3,000 mark, I was thinking, wow, this is incredible. And it sort of really inspired me to think about what are the strategies that actually are going to help me continue to build this business. And so I put in place a few things that have been a very big factor in the success of that. And part of it is viral marketing or viral activities. So every single day of the week we have a different activity, but it's the same every week. So on Monday we have Megaphone Monday, and that's the day I just basically let everybody have their own say. They can tell everyone about their business and what they do. So for somebody coming to the page, first off, it looks like just a stream of spam, but it really is about giving them the opportunity to promote themselves. And lots of people connect that way. They say, oh, I found you on Promote My Fan Page. So they're spreading the word when they share that connection with the people that they found there. The biggest winner for us, though, is Tagging Tuesday, a little bit like the Follow Friday on Twitter. This has been picked up by a lot of fan pages that I know of, but Tagging Tuesday simply means that the businesses come to my wall or their own wall, and they tag three other people's businesses. So they're helping me promote other people's businesses, and then they also tag my page so that we can keep a track of how many pages get promoted. And on average, we do about 1,500 businesses get tagged on a Tuesday, and we generally pick up at least 100 fans, if not 200 or 300 fans that day alone. We do all sorts, like we refresh some of the strategies over time. So Wednesdays seen a number of different activities. Thursdays and Fridays are just in the process of being refreshed as well. We now do Featured Fan Page Friday. So that one, we say this is the Featured Fan Page for the morning, and everyone that goes and likes it and comments on their page will go into the list of people whose page will then be selected for the next Featured Fan Page. So they have to be participating in order to have a chance to be selected as the next Featured Fan Page. So my purpose is about promoting other people's businesses with strategies that will help promote mine.
Right. Okay, very smart.
So it's a long answer, but that's sort of the crux of Promote My Fan Page in viral activities. But then at the end of last year, we also ran the Fan Page Awards, the Promote My Fan Page Fan Page Awards, and that added 3,000 fans in 30 days for us. So again, that was thinking about what do my members want. They want promotion, and I gave them that opportunity, and they want recognition. So through the awards, you know, they were able to become nominated by the members and their own fan members, so that they were actively promoting to their pages that we were holding these awards and they wanted to be nominated. And then after that process, we had the voting process, so the finalists were again further promoting that out to anyone and everyone that they could. So they're very strong activities that helped to bring fans to our page, but also helped to meet the purpose of my page, which is to help other businesses promote their pages.
And it's such, it's such a leveraged thing. It's not about going out there and, you know, making masses and masses of content or spending hours hacking away at the computer. Just a few very smart little distinctions that you just dropped there help people build their fans and their following overnight.
There is that aspect of it, but I'll just point out that one of the things that I firmly believe is so important in the success of a fan page is good quality content. Actually producing your own content and sharing value and other people's valued content as well, relevant content, is so important. Even with all of these activities we had going on, I was doing live streaming video broadcasting on the site each week, teaching Facebook tips and that sort of thing. So I was delivering business strategies to them as business owners, as well as all of these viral activities as well. So producing content, and the best way to do that is by blog posts in your own website so that you can drive people back to those, videos so that you can link them from your YouTube account. We even do Amazon S3 videos, which not many developers actually know how to include into your Facebook pages, but using YouTube really gives you that extra traction when it comes to getting traffic. So don't discard the value of content when it comes to social media, because you're basically giving people something to learn about, participate in, and most importantly, like, comment, and share.
Yep, absolutely. So it's a multi-pronged attack, I guess, or a multi-pronged strategy.
Yeah, sometimes it probably sounds a bit complicated, and a lot of business owners go, oh, nah, just too hard. But it really can be quite simple. So if you think about your business as the hub of everything you do, and your marketing as a tool for bringing in traffic so that your salespeople can sell, then that's as simple as it needs to be. So Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and LinkedIn, all of the social media platforms are really just tools for you to use in your marketing mix.
Yeah. And so just to step back a little bit, you mentioned list building was a crucial part of all that. Did you want to speak a little bit about that?
Sorry, I missed that one.
List building.
Oh, list building. Absolutely. Yeah. I think that one of the most powerful things for building your list is using social media and Facebook in particular, because it's very, very easy to add your opt-in code from your AWeber or your Constant Contact or whatever mail service you use, to add that code to your Facebook page and put a nice graphic around it so that you can have a landing page for your opt-in, whether it's a free report that you're giving away or something of good value. We've added 1,200 people to our opt-in list from probably April, May. Oh, maybe, no, actually, that came a bit later, so probably May, June of last year. So in about the seven-month period, we've added 1,200 people to our list just from our Facebook page. So with our it's the exact same opt-in from our homepage on our website, but we've just got a tracking code in that so that we know which ones come from Facebook and which ones come from the website. And the homepage on our website converts at about 25% opt-in rate, and the Promote My Fan Page opt-in is at 80%.
Wow.
Yeah. Because you're dealing with people who you're building a relationship with, and they've already had a chance to get to know you a little bit, and when you say, have you got my free report, then, you know, you just link off to your tab where you've got your form set up, and obviously, the chances of them liking or opting in are a lot higher, and in my case, four times higher, just because they know you a little bit better.
So what, you know, say it's important to build a list, and we hear that a lot in internet marketing. What do you do with your list? Like, is a Facebook list different? Do you treat them differently than people that opt in on your website? Do you send them different autoresponders or?
Okay, now we're in a whole different arena of internet marketing, and it's probably a whole webinar. But the answer to that should be yes, indeed, have a separate list and a separate autoresponder series, etc. But I certainly don't at the moment. But that's just because there's so many facets to our businesses that that's just one of those ones. I've got an autoresponder set up, which is due for a refresh, like everybody, I'm sure. But certainly having strategies around managing your list and utilising your list is really an important and powerful idea. So you can customise that content because you know where they're coming from already. So you can customise that message even more.
Okay. And flipping over to the more sort of viral nature of the content sharing, I hear it's quite important to get people to engage or interact in the fan page when they first visit, because part of the Facebook algorithm is, you know, if they don't interact, then you'll lose them. And when you post new content, it'll never show up on their wall. Is this true?
If they don't like your page when they come to it, then any content you post after that does not appear on their profile. They have to actually like the page before content will be sent to their news feed for them to see it. But what you're alluding to there is the fact that there is this perceived relevance, and how that works or what that means is that the more often you interact with a person or a page, so a personal profile or a business page, the more you like, comment and share their information, the more likely it will appear on your news feed. So the less, so you can like maybe, say you like 500 fan pages, but you actively participate in 10 or 15. Those 10 or 15 will appear in your news feed before the rest of the 500. So that's how perceived relevance is comes into it, and the importance of getting people to interact with you quickly obviously means that they'll get that news feed as well. So there's a lot of strategies that can be used to build engagement. Obviously the first and most common one is having a customized welcome page, which is obviously where we come into things in terms of helping businesses build their custom tabs. But a welcome page that gives a call to action that says, click the like button now, so that they will go and do that. Not everybody obviously is going to, because not everybody is going to like your page, and you have to accept that. But certainly if you don't tell people what you want them to do, then they're not going to know what you want them to do. So a lot of people offer incentives on their welcome page to like. So sometimes, you know, click the like button and receive this exclusive content that's only available to our fans. And that's an advanced feature that we can build into people's pages. Then a lot of people make their welcome page and the opt-in as well, so that in case they don't get the like, they might at least get the opt-in. Further to that, though, building engagement into a page, I've always said to people, if there's nothing to do on your page, people won't stay around. So not only do you need good content, but having custom tabs with additional information about your business helps them to spend a little bit longer on your site, but also get to know a little bit more about you. So that would probably be a couple of the big things that people could do with their page. But then there's actual viral activities as well that people can try and implement to encourage engagement.
Okay, so what would you say are the most, the top two engaging features that should be within everyone's Facebook fan page?
Ooh. The top one is valuable or high-value content. So that's probably first. After that, having something that is relevant to the page but is something people can participate in. I recently had a client who has an ebook about recipes for cats, and he built up his fan page with Facebook ads, so that's another aspect altogether. But once he got the people to his page, so it's one thing to spend money on traffic, but once he got 5,000 people to his page from that, he then had to keep them engaged while they were there. So his obvious strategy was post a picture of your cat on our wall, and people just love sharing photos of their cat. And so his stream is almost like a Twitter feed. It just moves so quickly because there's just that much traffic and interaction going on his page. So, which it's now up to about the 8,000 mark. All of those 8,000 people, because they interact at such a high level or in large numbers, all of those people see his posts every time he puts something out there. So, it really is relevant to the page what sort of activities that people come up with. So, but they would be my two things.
That's awesome. And so how often should people be updating their wall? As a general sort of rule, I know it'll differ on, you know, how many fans you've got and what type of business it is.
But yeah.
What's the minimum what's the general range, minimum of that?
A lot of gurus will say to you, you post what's just enough. And, you know, as a business out there starting out in social media, that doesn't help them. So my suggestion is this, that you have every post you make has to have value. So that can still just be as simple as, how are you all today? That's fine. But every time you post, make sure it's something of value and not just selling yourself all the time. So that would be something that's really important. As to the actual number, that Facebook provide a tool called Insights, and it tells you when people are on your site, and it will give you a good idea of what times of day and what days of week are most popular on your page. And that is, first of all, when you should be posting. As to the number of posts, the last thing you actually want to have happen is their news feed, they open up their news feed and every, you know, second or third post is by you, if not three in a row, because people are just going, oh gosh, you know, this page is getting in the way of my friends and family. And you've got to keep that in mind. That's what Facebook really is about. It's about relationships with friends and family. So you don't want to interrupt that, but you've still got to cut through the noise. So it's finding a balance that works for your page and for your business. So for me, I personally think having, say, a post in the morning and then another post in the afternoon, but providing that they have a value. You've got to have some reason to post. You don't just post because you've got a post in the morning and the afternoon. If for some reason you've done two posts in that day, but something comes along that's really important, well, share that too. Don't be afraid to add extra posts into your day if you think it has good value. But as a general rule, I would like to see businesses posting at least once a day, 2 to 3 tops if it's, you know, value.
Okay. And so, I mean, we've spoken about building the list and, you know, creating a following and really providing good, valuable content.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that suggests that Facebook is more about building a relationship with people. Maybe you've already got a relationship with them, you know, previously. Maybe you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And building a brand as opposed to sort of driving people to your page and selling them, you know, your products or services. Would that be correct?
Yeah, in some instances, I mean, social media provides you with really instant feedback and instant sales and things like that. So from that perspective, it's brilliant. But the longer term strategy for your business should be around that relationship building, because it's called social media for a reason, as I've said. It's about people. And so you want to be doing relationship marketing with these people, building a relationship so that in the long term, you have long term customers. It's not a short-term strategy.
Would it also be fair to say that it's about branding and getting your name out there? And
Facebook's brilliant for branding. I would say that as a strategy or a purpose for the page. Branding is more for bigger businesses, your Coca-Colas and Gloria Jeans and those types of businesses. But certainly, even for small business, which I consider my business to be, you know, small business, I have a team of, you know, 5 to 8 people that work in the business with me, but I'm still conscious of my brand all the time. So when we design for our clients, it's about being on brand. So your website has branding. So carry that through into your Facebook, into your Twitter background, into your YouTube background, and make sure that you have this consistency across your social media so that when somebody goes into Facebook and does a search for Sam's SEO business, then, you know, all of the Sam SEO businesses that come up, they'll know which one is yours because they'll be able to identify you with your branding. So, yes, branding is a very important part even for small business.
Okay, and what, I mean, have you got any specific tips around the branding, like how much branding should you do or, you know, is there, I mean, obviously, like we've spoken about before, there's no sort of set amount, but can you overdo your branding or can you underdo your branding?
That's a really difficult question to answer simply because for someone who builds Facebook pages, we love to go crazy and put in all these, you know, funky special features and things like that. But at the end of the day, it really is about having enough information and enough areas, interesting areas for your members to go and look at. So first off, you really, the design, as from a design aspect, you really want to have a landing page other than your wall or your info tab, which can't be removed. So those two are fixed tabs, but don't make them your landing tab because, you know, especially if there's a crappy post on your wall and you've got some new people coming in from a promotion and they see this crappy post, you know, it doesn't really work for you. So have a nice welcome page landing tab that is designed to get people to like your page. Then after that, you want some sort of way for them to contact you. So having some contact information is also a good idea. Even a contact form is a good idea. But even better than that is the opt-in. So the two key things that we generally include are your welcome page and your opt-in page. Then after that, we like to share other information about you. So we bring in a blog RSS feed, we can bring in the YouTube feed, things like that, and even Twitter, so that people can like your Twitter, follow you on Twitter without leaving your Facebook page and see what you're saying on Twitter as well. So it's about these extra points of contact. So in terms of going too far with branding, you probably could if the information that you're sharing has no relevance. So it's about, it might be relevant on your website, but it might not be as important or needed on your Facebook or social media sites. So that would be the main key to keep in mind.
Okay. And analytics, like you mentioned that before, the insights, and you know, you can also install Google Analytics, I believe, now.
Indeed, yeah. It's a bit of a trick to it. It's not an easy, straightforward paste the code in, which unfortunately would be nice and easy for everybody. But Facebook has its own insights built into your page. It doesn't come with your personal profile, only a business page. But what it allows you to do is have an idea of how many likes you've had per day, when you get most of your likes. So if you're trying out some viral strategies, it's a good way to measure if they're actually working for you. So you might implement a couple throughout a week, maybe on a Tuesday and a Thursday, and then if you've got big spikes on those days, well, then obviously they're actually working for you. You can get an idea of how many people unlike your page, things like that, whilst that's not really as relevant, but it might help you point out if on a certain day of the week you're getting the most unlikes, maybe the type of activities you run on that day are not really working for the members in that page and you might need to tweak or change altogether that strategy. So using the insights within Facebook, and I mean, obviously there's a lot of information in there that could be a whole session on its own. So using those insights is very important, but then also adding the Google Analytics to each of your tabs also just helps you to gain that extra traffic information that Google provides. through your website as well. So you just set that up as part of your existing account. So you just add a profile to your Google Analytics, and your Facebook designer can then implement that into your page for you.
Okay, and so that's something that you do at Advanced Fan Page Solutions?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Just about every client buys that option.
Yeah, so it's obviously a valuable option to go with.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell us a little bit more about Advanced Fan Page Solutions and, you know, what you do, what type of clients that you help increase their business?
Okay. Well, most of our clients are online businesses within the internet marketing realm, usually high-profile clients. So they've got an existing website, and we take that branding and recreate that into Facebook for them. They know that they need to have a social media presence, and they just don't want to learn how to do that themselves. They'd rather pay someone to do it for them properly, do it for them quickly, and just get them set up and ready to go, knowing that it's done correctly. So Advanced Fan Page Solutions, we do Facebook branding, Twitter and YouTube backgrounds. We do social media training, management, consulting, coaching, all sorts of different aspects to do with social media, because this is just an area for business owners that's really evolving. And it's just something that generally they need a lot of help with. So that's, we just hold their hand, and, you know, we spend a lot of our day just teaching our clients about social media anyway. So anyone that does branding, they just ask us all their questions as they go. We encourage the dumb questions so that they don't, you know, feel left out in the cold once they've got this pretty page created. And, that's sort of really us. I mean, you can go to Advanced Fan Page Solutions on Facebook and check out all of the funky, cool stuff we do, and like our page there. Just get a little plug in.
Yeah, why not? Why not? So I guess it's probably a lot of people think that they'll just, jump in. I mean, you can make your own fan pages. It's quite straightforward to sort of put a fan page up, but to create a rock-solid strategy and to build a really nice design and something that functions well and really gets that viral activity happening, that's sort of an art on its own, and that's where you guys come
in. Indeed, yeah. It's, well, obviously the first thing that we generally do when we speak to clients is work out what that purpose is, because often people don't think about it. And so we work out their purpose, what they really need on the page. We already know what works in a lot of cases, so we can sort of fast track people into the sort of content. So we'll go through their website and say, oh, hey, that's interesting, and we'll pull out the things that we already know attracts engagement, so we'll pick those out of the site for them. We actually do offer a DIY fan page course, so you can teach yourself how to do Facebook pages, but it's one of those, you know, rock and a hard place. You know, are you prepared to spend the time to learn how to do it, and then, you know, how good are your graphics going to be and those sorts of things. So if you feel that it's, you know, that's how you prefer to go, then we have the course available for it through our website. But otherwise, getting a professional to do your page is most definitely the best way to go. You've got to run your business, not create fan pages.
Yeah, and I guess the most important thing in employing someone like yourself is that it's really building that core strategy to start from, because if you don't have that strategy and have it mapped out, then, you know, you're just sort of floating out there in space. And
it's like your own, it's like your business. If you don't have a purpose for what you're doing, and, you know, you just make this nice, pretty product and you're just out there every day just trying to flog it, it's, you know, you're just rowing and rowing and rowing and just not really getting any traction. But if you've got a strategy and you're implementing based on the purpose and why you know why you're doing something, then, you know, obviously your result is going to be so much better.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that you're someone that keeps their finger on the pulse and always up to date with the latest trends with Facebook pages and, you know, what's really working in terms of viral marketing with Facebook. And so what's coming up this year for Advanced Fan Page Solutions?
Okay, well, we're actually going to be offering a lot of services, from not only business services such as bookkeeping and proofreading, logo designs, all those sorts of things. But in terms of social media, we're actually launching our social media management training program, you know, probably next month it comes out, and that's going to help your average mums and dads and small business owners actually learn how to be a social media manager, so maybe they can then offer those services to businesses as they start to come into the social media world. Further to that is the actual business coaching and social media coaching. We'll be starting some programs where small groups can, probably sort of 5 to 6 people can join into a specific group, and over a period of weeks we'll start working through their social media strategy and plan together and help each other build their little social media purpose and strategy.
Nice.
Lots of things happening.
Yeah, you're always on the go.
Yes, indeed. So, but another reason to follow Advanced Fan Page Solutions on Facebook is that we do share what's happening with Facebook, which does change fairly frequently, as well as, you know, keeping people up to date with the tips and tricks that you can implement, ideas for viral activities and stuff like that, which we just ran a really successful Christmas promotion that, you know, generated opt-ins and fans and all sorts of things, and did giveaways for our customers all at the same time. So there's lots of ideas that we share with everyone, so hopefully we'll see you on Facebook.
Yeah, and talking about the tips and tricks and, you know, all the valuable content, I must thank you for sharing so much with us today. You've sort of opened up Aladdin's cave here, I guess. And so, yeah, thank you very much for your time and for sharing that.
Oh, my pleasure, Sam.
And so just to leave our listener with one last gold nugget, what are the top things that someone listening now could do right now after this audio to get their fan page, you know, moving?
Okay, and one thing that works really well is helping other page owners get something that they really need, and that is that they want interaction and engagement on their page. So go and join some pages. And this is not about siphoning people's fans. This is about adding value to somebody else's page to build yourself up as an expert in your niche or business, so that people will start to gravitate to you just because you do simply provide such good value information on somebody else's page. So, and because you're doing it in your own personal profile, it's about you, it's not about your business. So there's no reason you can't tag your business from there occasionally, but go to someone's page, say, hi, my name is, and, you know, really like what you do here, be genuine, and you'll be, that first off, the page owner will be so grateful to have you around, and second, the people will start to gravitate to you as an expert.
Nice. Very nice tip to leave us with.
Thank you.
All right. So once again, thank you very much for your time. I know you're a very busy woman. And so if people want to check out more, what's your website?
It's advancedfanpagesolutions.com and facebook.com/advancedfanpagesolutions.
Right. And what was your promotional, what if people want
to... That's facebook.com/promotemyfanpage.
Nice. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sam. It was lovely talking to you.
Okay. Bye-bye.